when we are fasting, we are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of the common denominator between when we attest and affirm our faith, we are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And this kalima carries great word in itself, right? From the various ahadith that we have heard time and again. So this obligation of zakat and this discharging of zakat is a very great responsibility. And this is an amanat, a trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon the Banu Adam. And this wealth, it belongs to the fuqara, it belongs to the miskeen, it belongs to those who are eligible to receive zakat. In another hadith narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira and Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anh, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a khutbah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave a khutbah. And he says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ ثَلَاثَ مَرَاتٍ. And in that being whose hand my life is in, whose hand my life is in that being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said it ثَلَاثَ مَرَاتٍ ثُمَّ أَكُبُّ. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he lowered his head and he stayed quiet for a very long time. He stayed quiet for a very long time. And each and every person in the majlis, each and every person in the gathering, they started to cry because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his head was down, and this was a very emotional moment for them. And they didn't know what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to take an oath by. This was a very serious matter. Whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would use the words, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, in that being whose hand possesses my life. Right? Whenever those words were used, it was always a serious matter. Of course, whatever the Prophet ﷺ said or did was always serious. But this just gave it, these words just gave it additional weight and additional credence. So, ثُمَّ رَفَعَ رَأْسَهُ. The Prophet ﷺ, he raised his head and he said, وَفِي وَجْهِ الْبُشْرَى. And there was joy. There was joy on his face. He wanted to give glad tidings. Right? فِي وَجْهِ الْبُشْرَى. فَكَانَتْ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْنَا مِنْ حُمَرِ النَّعَمِ. So we thought that this is an opportunity, and most likely whatever bushra, whatever glad tidings the Prophet ﷺ will issue, it'll be better than camels. It will be better than pregnant she-camels. Ma min abdin, the Prophet ﷺ states that ma min abdin yusalli salawat al-khams wa yasumu ramadan wa yukhriju zakat wa yajtanibu al-kabair al-sab illa futihat lahu abwabu al-jannah wa qila lahu udkhul bisalam. In this hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ states that there is no servant who prays salat, who has offered his salat, who is particular in offering his 5 times salat, وَيَصُومُ رَمَضَانٍ, and he fasts with diligence, وَيُخْرِجُ الزَّكَاتِ, and he takes out and he discharges his zakat, وَيَجْتَنِبُ الْكَبَائِرِ, and he protects himself from the 7 sins, from the 7 major sins, except this individual, for him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the gates of paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the gates of paradise, and he will be told that enter these gates with peace. Right? These are the glad tidings that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to those who discharge the obligation of zakat. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, and this has been mentioned by Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu an, that khamsun man ja'a bihinna ma'a iman dakhala al-jannah, that there are 5 things that if a person brings it, if a person inculcates it, then this person will enter paradise. Man hafaza ala salawat al-khams, that individual who is very particular with his 5 times daily prayer, he is protective. Hafaza means to protect and to safeguard. He protects it in such a way that a person would protect his treasure as well as his money. Ala wudu'inna wa ruku'ihinna. So not only that, he protects his salawat, but he protects his ruku'. He is particular in his ruku. He is careful in doing his ruku. He is careful with his wudu. He correctly does his wudu. Wa sujudihinna. He correctly performs his sujud. Wa mawaqitihinna. And he safeguards the timing of salat. He makes sure that the salat is offered at its correct time and not qada. It is always ada. Wa sama ramadan. And he fasts in the month of Ramadan. Wa hajj al bayt. And he does hajj. He performs the hajj for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In istata'a ilayhi sabila, if this person has the capacity and the ability to do so. وَأَعْطَ الزَّكَاةَ طَيِّبَ بِهَا نَفْسَهُ. And he discharges the obligation of zakat. This is glad tidings for him. Once again, for this individual, there is great glad tidings if he discharges his zakat. In another hadith, Hazrat meaning that طَيِّبَةٌ بِهَا نَفْسَهُ, ke iska nafs khush ho jaye. One Hudhayfa, Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, he's narrating this hadith that al-Islamu thamaniyatu ashum, that Islam, it comprises of 8 parts. Islam, it comprises of 8 parts. Al-Islamu sahmun, Islam, and to bring faith and to submit oneself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one part. Was-salatu sahmun, and prayer is one part. Was-sawmu sahmun, fasting is one part. Wa-hajjul bayt sahmun, and to go for hajj is one part. Wal-amru bil-ma'roof, and to enjoin the good is one part. وَالنَّهْيُ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and to prevent the evil is another part. وَالْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ سَحْمٌ, and to exert oneself in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a saham. And to discharge zakat is also a hissa, also a part of Islam. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ لَا سَحْمَ لَهُ, and that person may woe unto him who does not take any part of this. So this is a very grave and dire warning. Islam, it comprises of these 8 things. If any one is amiss, if any one of them is amiss, then this person's Islam is not complete. This person's Islam is not complete. And another hadith narrated by Hazrat Hassan radiallahu an, Hassinu amwalakum bis zakat, that protect your wealth. Make it a fortress. Put a fortress around your wealth by discharging the obligation of zakat. Wadawu mardakum bis sadaqa, and your sick people, those who are sick amongst you, then give sadaqah, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away that sickness. وَاسْتَقْبِلُوا أَمْوَاجَ الْبَلَىٰ بِالدُّعَىٰ وَالتَّضَرُّ, and face the waves of difficulty with dua. Contend the waves of difficulty, whatever difficulty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in your way. Then contend those difficulties and compete with those difficulties with dua and with humility. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make things easy for you. In another hadith narrated by Hazrat Samura bin Jundab radiallahu anhu, he narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he states that aqimus salat, establish the prayer, wa atu zakat, and discharge your zakat, wa hujju wa tamiru, and perform the hajj and perform the umrah, wastaqimu yustaqam bikum, and istaqimu, that be steadfast, remain steadfast, yustaqam bikum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you steadfastness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you steadfastness if one remains steadfast, inshaAllah. In another hadith, there are many ahadith that pertain to zakat. And in another hadith, and this is an authentic hadith and a common hadith which women have called and they asked about, because the reason being is that because women, they possess a lot of gold. And they ask that, you know, this is something that we use, this is something that we wear. And generally speaking, when we use something or when we wear something, there's no zakat on it. So this is a misconception that women think that because our gold is worn and we adorn ourselves with gold and we adorn ourselves with silver, there is no zakat. There is no zakat on that gold, there's no zakat on that silver. But this hadith is narrated, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was sitting and a woman came to his company. وَمَعَهَا إِبْنَةٌ لَهَا, and she had a child, a daughter with her. وَفِي يَدِي إِبْنَتِهَا مِسْكَتَانْ غَلِيظَتَانْ مِنْ ذَهَبْ, she had two thick bracelets made of gold. Two very thick bracelets made of gold. The Prophet ﷺ asked her that أَتُؤْتِينَ زَكَاتَ هَذَا, أَتُؤْتِينَ زَكَاتَ هَذَا, do you discharge the zakat of this? Do you discharge the zakat of this? She said that, no, I don't. She thought that because this is something that is used, there is no zakat. So the Prophet ﷺ said that, أَيَسُّرُكِ أَن يُسَوِّرُكِ اللَّهُ بِهِمَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ سِوَى رَيْنِ مِنْ نَارِ, that would you prefer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes these into bangles of fire on the Day of Judgment? That do you prefer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes these into bangles of fire on the Day of Judgment? And this is a punishment for those who do not give and discharge their zakat. And another hadith, a person who does not discharge their zakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make their wealth, that kanz, that whatever they have left behind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change it into a snake. And that snake will, the punishment is that the snake will bite him on his lips and he will say that, I am your wealth. This is why the Sahaba, they were very, very, some of the Sahaba, they, well, one Sahabi, he did mubalagha, great mubalagha, when it came to kanz, when it came to amassing wealth. And the Sahabi, he was a very great Sahabi, and because he lived a very austere and simple life, So things he would advise the rest of the Sahaba, that this collecting and amassing wealth is not permitted. Simply because in the Quran there was a verse that was revealed. Which verse was it? Does anyone know the ayah that was revealed? Yes, الَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ. بس. Those that hoard gold and silver. And it, the ayah continues. And the ayah speaks negatively of those who are amassing gold and silver, and they do not discharge the obligation of zakat. So when Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anh, when he, his interpretation of this ayah was that one is not allowed to hoard gold and silver or any type of money at all. It was haram. So he would tell the rest of the Sahaba that what you are doing is haram. This is not permitted for you to hoard gold and silver. But the reality was that it is permitted. It is jaiz, as long as one is discharging the obligation of zakat. So it is permitted to amass wealth. It is permitted to have gold and to have silver and to have monies. And to have monetary wealth. There is no problem in it. But as long as one discharges the obligation of zakat. So if a person has $500,000, $1,000,000, as long as one discharges the obligation of zakat, then there is no problem in having that $500,000 and having that $1,000,000. There is no worries, right? Hazrat Sa'ad bin Waqas, and the proof for this is that Hazrat Sa'ad bin Waqas, he came to the Prophet ﷺ and he said that, you know, I have so much money with me and I wish that I give it all in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet ﷺ said that, no, this is not something that you should be doing. Right? Do you have, you know, because Sa'ad bin Waqas, he had many children, he had daughters. So the hadith continues, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that it is better that you just leave one third. It is better that you leave one third. You give one third in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the rest, and this is more than enough, even one third is too much. Even one third is too much. It is better that you leave your heirs in a state where they don't have to ask the people. They don't have to ask the people, and they don't have to disgrace themselves by asking. Then you leave them, so you should leave them in a state where they are rich, where they are affluent, so they don't have to ask anyone. Right? So even this one third that you are giving, this is too much. Right? So this two third, later on it was distributed amongst the daughters of Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas. So from this hadith we can understand that it is permitted to amass wealth, because he had a large sum with him, and this is why he came to the Prophet ﷺ asking that, you know, I want to give all of my wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet ﷺ said that this is not good, you shouldn't give it, because you have children, you have heirs who are going to inherit from you. And so this is something that is not permitted, and it should not be done. And especially it should not be done with the intent that I want to deprive my heirs and I want to deprive my brother and sister. And these masail I will go over, that sometimes it is better, instead of giving to the faqir and to the miskeen, who one does not even know, it is better to give to one's heirs. To give to one's family, to give to one's cousins, nephews, nieces, uncles, aunts, all of these people, it is better to give to them. And this individual, he will get two rewards for this. The person who discharges the zakat to his relatives, to his distant relatives, he will get two rewards. One for discharging the obligation of zakat, and one for silatul rahim. And this is further substantiated by a hadith mentioned by Hazrat Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu anhu, that his wife, she was quite affluent, and Hazrat Abdullah bin Masood was not. So she came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquiring that, is it permitted for me to give zakat to my husband? Is it permitted for me to give zakat to my husband? Right? And she was talking about nafil zakat. She was talking about nafil, sadaqah. Sometimes the word zakat is used for both, sadaqah and zakat. The farz obligation as well as the nafil obligation. And this is mentioned in the Quran as well, that sometimes zakat is used for this. It depends on the context of how the Quran uses the word zakat. So zakat is used for both. And sadaqah is also used for both at times. So the Prophet ﷺ said, yes, you will be rewarded twice. You will be rewarded doubly. You will receive a double reward. One, for discharging your zakat. And number two, for giving sadaqah. And number two, for making sure that one of your family members receives it. And in this case, your husband receives it. So all of these masail that pertain to zakat, one needs to be very particular in discharging zakat. And to do this, one needs to understand the masail. Yes, there are many warnings about those individuals who do not discharge their zakat correctly. Right? This is a farz obligation, and if one does not discharge the zakat correctly, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly encourages, as well as that one should spend, what is that ayah? Khudil af. That surplus. If someone has wealth, then he should give surplus. So yasalunaka mada, mada. So they ask, the Sahaba, they inquired that what should they spend? What should they spend? So the Prophet ﷺ, he said that you should spend, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded and said that you should spend whatever surplus. Now the surplus of each and every individual varies. Some people can give more than what is obligatory, and some people can give less, will give less than what is obligatory. But regardless, one is supposed to give. One is supposed to give, he should discharge his farz obligation, and if there is any deficiency, unknowingly, unintentionally, there is some deficiency, he did not know that he was supposed to discharge the zakat. If there is any deficiency in that, it will be covered inshallah by nafal sadaqat. This is why it is very important, and fadail sadaqat, by, written by Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Allama Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi, it encourages the giving of sadaqah. It encourages the giving of sadaqah and nafli, voluntary charity. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, as well as the countless ahadith. So before going into further hadith, I will go over some of the questions that I received this past year. First and foremost, this year, one needs to understand the nisab of both gold and silver. So I mentioned previously, and this is a refresher, that the nisab for gold is 87.48 grams. And right now, per gram is about $49. I just checked it today. It's about $49. So 49 multiplied by 87 is how much? Are there any mathematicians here? 4,900. 4,800, theek hai. Ab ye rakam yaad rakhe, because this is very relevant. Okay. Now, this is equivalent to 7.5 tola. This is equivalent to 7.5 tola, saare saat tola. Yes. 2,400, theek hai. 2,450, okay. This is equivalent to 7.5 tola. Now, the nisab for silver is 612 grams, 0.36. And per gram, the price of silver this year is quite a bit, more than last year. Last year was about 30, 40 cents. This year it's a dollar. It's a dollar. Silver, 1 gram of silver is a dollar. So approximately 612, right, is about $612, right, this year, the nisab amount. Whoever possesses this lower amount, $612, he is eligible to discharge his zakat. Whoever possesses the nisab amount, a balik, a mature man, a sane person, a Muslim, if he possesses the amount of $612+, then it is obligatory for him to discharge zakat whenever his date is. So if his date is in the month of Ramadan, then he will discharge it the first of Ramadan. And at the least, he should take out money. He should take out the money, keep it aside. He doesn't have to give it straight away. This is not a requirement to give that money straight away to a poor person. He can keep it aside, or he can keep a calculation of how much zakat he has. So if, for example, if a person has $100,000, a zakat on $100,000 is $2,500. So he keeps that $2,500 aside. If some poor person comes, someone who is eligible to receive zakat, if he comes, then he will give him that amount. And that also, it shouldn't be given, the whole amount shouldn't be given. And according to many scholars, that amount shouldn't be given which would make that person eligible to give zakat. Okay? Eligible to give zakat. Unless that person is extremely, he is extremely poor, he does not have money, he is not affluent, so then he can be given the full, he can be given 2,500, because he has many debts and he has family members to take care of. So one looks at the state of the individual. These numbers, yeah, he has a debt to pay. So, saare saat tola, saare bawan tola chandi, saare saat tola sona. Right? This is equivalent to 87.48 grams of gold and 612.36 grams of silver. Okay, 612.36 grams of silver, and from this, 2.5%, or a 40th, will be discharged and given to the poor people. They are the recipients of this amount, they are the recipients of this wealth. Gold. G. Yeah. In this case, now that we have money, paper notes, paper currency, isko zam kiya jayega. Sone ke saath, chandi ke saath. Okay, I'm going to explain and elaborate on this. That jinke paas paise hai, if someone has money, right? He has money, he has gold, he has silver, he has livestock, he has agriculture, he has stocks, merchandise, which he is going to resell. There's a resale value on that merchandise. So, sab ko jama karke, if it reaches this nisab amount, this amount of plus $612, he must give zakat. He will discharge the obligation of zakat. Okay, to sab ko milaya jayega, aur phir iske upar zakat di jayegi. Okay, threshold is $612. Threshold is $612. So if someone possesses $612, he's aqil, balig, muslim, sane, everything, right? Then he will have to give it. Right? For someone who is not balig, then there is no zakat. For someone jo balig nahi hai, ji.
That $612 has to be there for the whole year.
This I'm going to explain it as well. This is a question that was asked many times.
This person cannot receive.
This person cannot receive zakat as well. So this person,
there's nobody who's eligible for this.
Even a person who is on welfare.
G. I mean, you can take into consideration his debts, right? If he has debts that are that exceed his assets, his monies, right? Then it is permitted to give such an individual zakat. So inquiry should be made, and I'm going to go over this as well. That if someone, for I'll go over it, inshallah. Yes. Gee, yes, absolutely. Now, giving to relatives, in-laws. First of all, it is a requirement of zakat. It is shart in zakat, it is a condition in zakat that there is a transferal of ownership. Remember this. Tamlik, tamlikul mal is necessary, a transferal of ownership. So this money that belongs to us currently in our possession, right? It must be given to someone who has no relation with us whatsoever. This is why it is not permitted to give to grandfather, father, grandfather and above. This is why it is not permitted to give to son, daughter and below. Grandchildren, son, daughter and below. Because there is no true transferal of ownership. It's like it is staying within the family. But it is permitted to give to the extended family. It is permitted to give to one's aunt, uncle, nephews, nieces. It is permitted. Stepsons, this is also permitted. Brothers, sisters, right? It is jaiz to give. Husband and wife, no. Right? Because then it stays within the family. It stays within the family. Right? So it stays within the family, so it would not be permitted. Parents, it is not permitted to give to parents. Right? Father, mother, it would not be permitted. Of course, nafli sadaqah is permitted. So two relationship, it prevents exchange of zakat, transferal of the zakat. One relationship is by birth, right? And another relationship by marriage. So if one gets married, right, whether it is a man or a woman, one cannot discharge the obligation of zakat to his wife or to his spouse respectively. Right? And similarly, one cannot discharge the obligation of zakat to someone who is immediately related to him, mother, father, son, grandson, and everything below. So brother, sister is jais. Brothers and sisters is permissible. Nephew, niece, permissible. No, it is not permitted. Zakat is not permitted to give to non-Muslim. I will explain this as well, inshallah. Everything is... agent. Now many people in this day, they discharge their zakat by giving it to a wakil. Okay? They give it to a wakil. First and foremost, it is very important. It is imperative to make sure that wakil is an honest person. Okay? Wakil should be a very honest person, a very God-fearing individual. And he should be, if you're going to give your zakat to him, then give it to him, and he will discharge that zakat. He will give it to the proper recipient. That it is not permitted for that wakil to use that zakat for his own necessities or for his own needs. This is not jaiz and it is not permitted. Rather, it is haram. So if someone is doing this, if a wakil is doing this, if he becomes a proxy or a wakil for someone, that acha main wakil hu madrasa ka ya ek masjid ka, so it's permitted for me to take, you know, to take zakat, right, and to use it because I'm like an amil, I'm working, you know, for the people. This is not jaiz. This question came to me, very interesting question. There was a masjid, and the trustees of that masjid and the board of that masjid, they automatically become wakil of those that put zakat envelopes inside the box, right? Because they are responsible. What happened was that, and this was because this was a mistake, what happened was that the money was placed in an office, okay? And this money was stolen. So now the question comes to me, what should we do? Who is liable to count that money and to make sure it goes to the proper recipients? So then I responded after consulting with a couple of scholars on this issue. I never give an issue unilaterally. I always consult with other ulama, and this is the correct thing to do. One should consult with other ulama so as not to make mistakes. So I consulted with other scholars, and they said that if the board or the trustees, they were negligent, idhar udhar unhone paise rakh diye, mahfooz jagah nahi thi, then they will be liable. They will be liable, and they will have to discharge their zakat from their own pockets. But if they put that money in a safe place, under lock and key, under a drawer, no one knows, and then someone came, right? Someone came, and this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If someone came and he took that money, he stole it, then they are not liable. Then they are not liable. But then they would need to tell these individuals somehow that whoever has given zakat, they have to announce that whoever has given zakat, ye masla humko pesh aaya, to aap apni zakat dubara nikale. Humne bharpoor koshish ki ke iski hifazat hum kare, lekin humse ye galti, balki ye to samawi, ye ek samawi cheez hai. This is not something that we can stop. This had to happen, and this was not part of their wealth. It's destiny how much each and every individual is going to get. So automatically, see, the board, trustees, they all become wakil. Similarly, people who are taking zakat from other people, madaris, right, principals, the masjid, they automatically become wakil. So it is a very important responsibility to make sure that this money goes to its proper individual. Okay? Now, another question that is commonly asked. Short-term loans and long-term loans. Okay? So now, one of the principles of zakat is that loans, if someone has a loan, if someone has an immediate loan that needs to be repaid, for example, he has a mortgage, he has electricity bills, right? He has phone bill, he has any kind of bill, hospital bill, okay, any kind of bill. This is considered, first and foremost, a debt. Right? This is considered a debt. So if a person has $100,000 and his debt or his loan or the thing that he needs to pay back immediately is $50,000, then he will deduct $50,000 from the $100,000, and on $50,000, the remainder, he will discharge zakat. Okay, so $1,700-something. Right? He will discharge his zakat based on $50,000 and not on the whole amount. So always loans and debts will be deducted from the total monies. Debt, loans will be deducted from the total money. So mortgages, someone has a 30-year mortgage, 15-year mortgage, then Imam Abu Hanifa makes a distinction. The whole amount will not be taken into consideration. Right? So let's say he has $100,000 in the bank and his mortgage is $200,000. And this person says, well, you know, mere upar to zakat wajib nahi hai, right? Because, well, ye to 2 lakh, you know, main to karze mein hu, 2 lakh, to main kis tarah zakat ada karun? Nahi, this is not taken into consideration. Only up to 1 year is taken into consideration. So if the mortgage is $1,000 a month. So $12,000 will be deducted for that year. Qamari year. Qamari year, lunar year. Zakat is always given lunar, not giving solar. Zakat is not given using the solar calendar. It is given using the lunar calendar. So Ramadan to Ramadan. Right? Or whenever the person becomes nisab, sahib nisab the first time. Jab bhi wo malik ho gaya, nisab ki miqdar ka, to usi din, us din se, right? That is the day that for the first time in his life, he became eligible to give zakat. And phir hawla na hawl, either he has it during the whole year or either he doesn't. Right? So now this individual who has, what was I saying? What was I talking about? Kaunsi baat na kar raha tha? Isse pehle kaunsi baat thi? Yeah, so he has $200,000. Right? So zakat, he will deduct from his immediate mortgage $12,000. And for the, and on the remainder, $88,000. Right, yes.
This $12,000, yes. Half of that is interest. Would that be deductible?
No, interest is not deductible. Riba is not deductible in zakat. It is not deductible in zakat.
Only the principal.
Only the principal. Riba
is $1,000 per month.
Yes.
Of this $1,000 is
deductible. Only the principal. Only the principal amount is deductible. Riba is never deductible. There is no deduction on something which is haram. When I'm talking about mortgage, I mean Islamic mortgage. This is what I mean. Total amount is deductible in an Islamic mortgage because the contract, the nature of the contract is a little bit different than conventional banking. So it would be, the whole amount would be deductible in an Islamic mortgage. Of course, the disadvantage with Islamic mortgage is that, you know, it costs so much, more than conventional mortgage. But for something halal, what can you do? Some people, they exploit these situations just to create difficulties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give everyone hidayat. Now, zakat. Rent will not be deducted. I don't.
For example, 1500 somebody is paying. Out of that, 1000 going to paying to the equity of 200,000.
Okay.
500 because he's living in that house, so he's paying a rent.
Acha. Okay. Yes.
So
yes.
1000 will be deducted. That will 12,000.
Right.
Not
right.
The 1500 per
month. Yes. Yes. That's right. So now, zakat is obligatory on all forms of currency, right? Whatever they may be, it doesn't matter what kind of currency. If they are legal tender, if they are being traded, then zakat is levied on that. Zakat is levied on gold, silver, merchandise, stocks. If someone has stocks, merchandise, right, in his store, and it has a resale value, then zakat is obligatory on that merchandise. So any items for resale, it is wajib to discharge zakat on it. Agriculture, right? If someone has zameen, right, that has mangoes or something, produce growing in it, zakat is levied on that. Livestock as well. If someone has, you know, bakriya or oont and stuff in Pakistan, then zakat is levied on that. Yes.
It's
ki production. Zameen ki production pe. No, there is no zakat on the property. There's no zakat on property or office rent.
Just the rent.
No zakat on the property.
Huh.
Agar aapne ek plot liya aur aapka irada ye hai ki aap mustaqbil mein bechenge, to haan, iske upar zakat hogi because this is tijarat. This is maal tijarat. You purchased a plot with the intent to resell and with the intent of acquiring a profit. So let's say you bought a plot for $50,000 and later on it it cost $80,000, right? Then you would have to give zakat on the resale value of that plot. No, the intention, yeah, the niyat ki baat hai. So now, a person who has not.
What about like other precious metals like platinum or precious stones like diamonds?
Iske upar zakat nahi hai, illa ye ki agar maal tijarat ke liye ho. There is no zakat on that unless it is used for the sake of business. For business, then platinum, there is zakat on platinum.
If
or
they have like diamond rings or stuff like that.
No zakat on it. So it's better to give your wives, you know, diamond rings because there's no zakat. No zakat on it because it belongs to you, unless you're using it for.
If they bought the diamond, you know, couple of, you know, 100 carats like that, to investment.
Investment, to phir to dusri baat hai. Then that's a different story. Yeah, so diamond rings, rubies, precious stones, there's no zakat on any of these things. Now, question I received was, a person who has not paid zakat for many years, how does he pay his zakat when he decides that, okay, you know, I haven't paid my zakat for many years, and what should I do? So each year, and it's very difficult, he should calculate, somehow get in touch with the bank, calculate each year, similar to how you would calculate qaza namaz. That, okay, I haven't paid zakat for the past 10 years. So let's say this year is 2011, I haven't paid zakat since 2000. So from 2000, he will calculate that, okay, how much money did I have at the end of, he will use Ramzan as a benchmark. How much did I have in Ramzan? Okay, tika, 2.5% will be deducted of the total amount. Then each year he will calculate and then give zakat like that. Yeah, it's a little bit difficult, but this is something that needs to be done. He will have to calculate. Yes, G.
You said something about stocks that get given as stocks.
Yes.
What if it is 401k and you have no access to that?
Then there's no zakat on it. Yeah, there's a couple of opinions about from the scholars that they have mentioned about 401k. See, there are many types of 401k, right? And if the 401, if you're contributing to the 401 unilaterally, then you will have to pay zakat on it. If the employer is contributing, then you will have to pay. Then you don't have to pay zakat. If you are contributing and the employer is contributing, then you will pay zakat on your portion only, and not on the employer portion.
That is only for the years that you are contributing.
Yes.
Once you stop contributing,
then
you have no access to that money.
Yes.
Certain age,
yes.
Then you don't have to.
Then you don't have to. No, there's no zakat for that. Yeah, but who knows? Social Security is going to be non-existent in 20 years. Okay, this was a question that was asked. Zakat, when we give zakat to these these clinics in Pakistan, so they use, first of all, these clinics, they function as a wakil. So as long as you are certain that this zakat is being distributed to the poor people, they are purchasing medicine for the poor people, and they're distributing amongst the poor people, then this is permissible. But for Muslims, and we should be sure that those individuals are actually poor. Ye sawal aaya tha ke maine zakat kisi ko de di, taftish karke, puri taftish tahqeeq karke, ye ghareeb hai, iske paas paise nahi hai, lekin baad mein mujhe pata chala ke ye to ghani hai, ye to zakat ka mustahiq nahi hai, to ab kya kiya jaye? So if this person made full inquiries, he made full tahqeeq, and he gave zakat after making full tahqeeq and full taftish, and later on he found out that he was ghani, he was wealthy, then his zakat obligation will stand as discharged. He does not have to repay his zakat again. Okay, this was a question as well. Zakat on...
Zakat money which is used for the welfare clinics by medicine.
Absolutely.
So this is not going in the custody of any deserving individual.
Mm-hmm.
So the tamliq has to be done in that.
Yes, so the medicine.
For example, the custodian who are managing that clinic and they're using the zakat money, they are the wakil of that zakat money. So they have to pay to a one deserving candidate, a one or two or three, and then let them donate to the clinic like that. Then they are free to use that money to buy the medicine, to buy the instrument, to use the cost of surgery or whatever. Yeah. This is on the ehtiyat side, you know, to be on the careful.
Right. Usually the fatwa that is given is that if one is going to distribute his zakat money to a clinic or something, then as long as they use that money, first and foremost, they become wakil automatically. Once you give it to them, they become proxy and they assume responsibility over it. So if they're using that money, if they're diagnosing these patients and they use that money to purchase medicine and give it to them and give that medicine, because now tamlik is done, transfer of ownership is done by purchasing that medicine and giving it to that poor person. So if the medicine costs $10, right, then and he purchases medicine using that money and gives it to that poor person, so this is permissible. This is jais. Right? Similarly, yes. Yeah, then now it should be given to the poor person. Now surgery is different. Medicine is different, surgery is different. So let's say a doctor, he performs surgery on a poor person. So how is the poor person going to pay? So this clinic can give him the money, yeah, to the poor person, and the poor person will then pay the surgeon. This is the example that many Darul Uloom do as well. That, I mentioned this before, Bin Nuri Town, they give the money that they receive in zakat, receive for zakat to their students, and then the students, they assume ownership over it, but then the Darul Uloom says that, tika, you know, this is the kiraya. Food is, this is all sadaqah anyway. But the kiraya for where you are staying, this is how much it is. So as long as there's a transfer of ownership and then it is given back to the madrasa, then this is jais. Okay. Zakat on gold. So even if a wife doesn't have money, a question came that I don't have any money and my husband, he has decided not to pay my zakat anymore. Right? A very, stubborn husband. So she would have to sell a part of her gold to pay zakat on whatever amount, on how much gold that she has. Zakat on shares, so if shares are, for example, purchased for $5, and that $5, it becomes 10 on the date of, when one has to discharge the zakat, then zakat will be levied on $10. Okay. Zakat will be levied on $10. So if he purchased shares, current value, selling value. Now, property purchase with the intent to resell. Someone asked me this question. Property purchase with the intent to resell. If one is not sure, then there's no zakat, right? But with the intent to resell, that okay, I'm going to buy this and I'm going to let it mature for a couple of years. You know, India, Pakistan, because land is very valuable over there. So it's zakatable. That is all zakatable. He will pay zakat on 80,000. 80,000.
What if it is worth only 20 now?
Then he will pay zakat on 20. Yeah. If it's less than 20, we're lucky him. Yeah. It's current selling value. Okay. So finally, there's no zakat on a wajib person, on a non-baligh person. So if a non-baligh person, usually parents, they have, each year they put in a college fund or something, some money. There's no zakat on that because it belongs to the nabaligh, right? Or if a nabaligh assumes responsibility over some money, then there is no zakat on that nabaligh person, on someone who is nabaligh. Now the question that I am still asked is that nisab-e zakat per saal guzarne ka matlab. Okay, nisab-e zakat ke upar saal guzarne ka matlab. To sawal ye hai ki main ramzan ki pehli tarikh ko zakat nikalta hoon. Agar Shaaban ke aakhir mein kuch rakam aa jaye, Shaaban ki aakhir mein kuch rakam aa jaye. So let's say 30th of Shaaban, this guy, he has $1,000 and he comes in possession of a million. So is par bhi zakat hai ya nahi? Bayinu tujaru. This is the question. So al jawab, aap kamri maa ke jis tarikh mein sahib nisab hue hai, hamesha wahi tarikh aap ki zakat ke hisab ke liye mutayyan rahegi. Okay. اس تاریخ میں آپ کے پاس سونا چاندی مال تجارت اور نقدی جو کچھ بھی ہو خواہ ایک ہی روز قبل ملا ہو سب پر زکاة فرض ہوگی okay. زکاة کا حساب ہمیشہ اسی تاریخ میں ادا ہوگا اور ادا جب چاہے کرے اگر درمیان سال میں بقدر نصاب مال نہیں رہا مگر متعین تاریخ میں نصاب پورا ہو گیا تو بھی زکاة فرض ہے البتہ اگر درمیان میں مال بالکل نہ رہا تو اب پھر جس تاریخ میں صاحب نصاب ہوں گے وہ متعین ہوگی اگر صاحب نصاب بنے کہ کمری تاریخ یاد نہ ہو تو غور و فکر کے بعد جس تاریخ کا ظن غالب ہو وہ متعین ہوگی اگر کسی تاریخ کا بھی ظن غالب نہ ہو تو خود کوئی کمری تاریخ متعین کر لے. So I think this explains it very thoroughly that regardless of how much one comes into possession over the years, I mean over the whole year, he will have to give zakat on each and every, and on all the monies after unhone pura, you know, jama kiya. Right? So, yes, it is true.
And after the year, that's a 10 months, you have only 500,000.
Then 500,000.
Okay.
Then 500,000. Always, what will be taken? See, first you have to. ek tarikh ki tayin bahut zaruri hai. To agar pehli Ramzan hai, aur Shaban ki 30th tarikh tak, agar kisi ke paas, you know, $1 million the, aur phir Shaban ki 30th tarikh ko sab, you know, he has nothing, or he has $2,000. Zakat is only wajib on $2,000, 2.5% of 2,000. Yes. I'm sorry?
Somebody borrowed money.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. Theek hai.
Who will be responsible for
zakat? Agar aapko tawakku hai ke ye karza aapko wapas mil jayega, to aap iske upar zakat ada karenge. Agar koi tawakku nahi hai ke ye shakhs to bas waisa hi hai, koi ummeed hi nahi hai ke wo mujhe wapas dega. So then there's no zakat. Yes.
Right. So, person is balig and he doesn't make any money, but he receives like more than nisab from his parents, and he has it like in a bank account or something, like the college thing you said.
Right.
A person has an account, he has money for college, it's his, and he is balig. You have to pay zakat.
We can take the more of the two nisabs in his case for a college student, because there are financial constraints, especially in the United States. So we will take more than the nisab amount, right? So instead of taking $612, we'll take gold nisab. And so if, as long as, you know, his wealth fluctuates between 612 and that gold amount, kya aapne tay kiya tha? Is it 2400? To haan, iske beech mein agar rahe, to iske upar koi zakat nahi hai. Albatta, agar isse zaid ho jaye, to phir zakat ada karni padegi. Baad iske ke karz ada ho jaye. As long as it's below that amount, then there is no zakat on it. I mean, you will take into consideration debts and everything as well. That usually, generally speaking, a college student is always in debt, right? Especially in the United States. It's just not viable for a college student to pay. But a poor guy, first of all, he takes out a loan of $100,000, you know, just to put himself through med school or engineering school. And then the system is such that you have to pay it back after, you know, 6 months. Who's going to earn $100,000 in 6 months? Right? Even doctors don't earn it in the first year, $100,000 in the first 6 months. So it's impossible. So the poor guy is basically stuck, right, trying to pay it off. So yeah, debt will be considered. Theek hai na, koi aur? So hopefully, these are the questions that I received. All of these questions were given to me last year. And they came from this community, most of them. You have no intention.
Like a third car, you know what I'm saying? Like, usually you have two cars at the house.
There's no zakat. No zakat.
So, instead of the debts that you accrue over here, more than what you have in the bank account,
then there's no zakat. If it's more than what you have in the bank account, let's say you have 20,000 in the bank and the debts you have incurred is 100,000, then no zakat. Rather, you would be eligible to receive zakat. Estimate that.
My question is about agriculture land.
Ji.
Agar har fasal pe gudala hua hai, ek saal ke baad hisab kare.
Nahi. Fasalon ke upar jab fasal aap kaatenge, tab zakat iske upar hogi. Jab fasal kaatenge, aur iske upar 10th hissa, 10%, ushar. Ya iska aadha. Agar barish se hai, to phir aadha. Agar barish se nahi hai, to phir iska. دسواں حصہ اگر بارش سے نہیں ہے تو پھر اس کا آدھا جی پانچواں حصہ ہر فصل پہ ہر فصل پہ تو اگر کسی کے پاس آم ہے مثلا آم کا پورا ہے تو قلیل ہو کثیر ہو کم ہو یا زیادہ ہو اگر آم کا فصل ہے تو جب آپ کاٹیں گے آم کو تو پورے کے اوپر عشر ہے یا اس کا آدھا ہے ठीक है ना.
Now in giving zakat to a person,
जी.
Is it just enough to go to him and ask him, do you have this much gold or silver in your house?
You don't need to ask him. You just look, just use your own good logic and reason. Right? Just make your own inquiries and tahqeeq. Ask, you know, people know the states of one another. This will not be taken into consideration. It won't be taken into consideration because some people, yes, they can have a home and they can have, you know, these, lifestyle, right? But they could still be in debt, right? Of course, it's not a good thing to have a TV and to live like a rich person when you don't have the money. But if the person is eligible to receive it, regardless of that TV or the home that he lives in, it is permitted to give him. It is permissible to give him. Well, as long as she's eligible to receive zakat, it would be permissible. And was she working? She has no other source of income.
She lives
lavishly. Yeah, so then you should use your own good reason and stop giving her zakat.
This is the responsibility of the person who gives the zakat to find out the deserving.
If she gets too much zakat and she's using all of that money to, you know, put up curtains and drapes and put new carpeting and make a new bathroom, you know, every single year, so then of course it would be better not for you to give zakat. Yeah, zakat must be paid if he passes away. But if he passes away before the date, let's say he passes away before Ramzan, then there's no zakat. Then there's no zakat on him. However, if he passes away and he still has to discharge the obligation of zakat, then there will be zakat on it. So let's say his maturity date is the first of Ramadan. He has not paid as of yet, and he passes away in the middle of Ramadan. So his heirs would need to make it a point to make sure and pay that amount. Oh yes, oh yes. Pehla ye karza nahi hai. Haan, ye, haan, isko pura nikala jayega.
Somebody has $100, for example.
Ji.
$2. He didn't pay the account. So then, if he starts calculating, then he stayed $100. Let's say money stays the same. He has to pay how much?
$2,500.
So next year he still had the same amount.
$2,500. First?
97,500? No. I mean,
agar inke paas.
No. Maybe you start again.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then 97,500.
Third year will be again.
Yeah. You deduct 2,500 from 2.5% from 97. And then like that, keep on going lower and lower and lower. If it stays the same. As long as your nisab, right? Whether agar maal ghatta hai, ya kam hota hai. As long as your nisab, sahib-e-nisab, as long as you possess the amount of more than $612, you will keep giving zakat. This is some scholars, they have a difference of opinion. Some scholars, they say that because he is contributing to the, yeah, but because he did contribute over a period of 20, 25 years.
It was
deduct all the taxes that would be levied on you, or in an IRA, a Roth, or whatever account, then you would, all the taxes, that, for example, 30, just bracket me diya tha, in sab ko deduct karke phir iske baki bakiya ke upar zakat wajib hogi.
Whether you're using it or not.
Yeah, as long as you have control over it. I mean, with his, with Uncle's case, you don't have any control over it.
No, until
yeah.
I have 59.5.
59.5. So then when you do take it out, after deducting all the taxes and
then
everything, then that'll be zakat.